More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Many areas of Boise have a rich history, but one in particular has a really important story, one which Preservation Idaho and their collaborating partners are really passionate about sharing, which is why they've created a self-guided walking tour of the River Street neighborhood. So joining us now to talk more about this new resource are Paula Benson with the Preservation Idaho Board of Directors and Dan Everhart, Idaho State Historic Preservation Office Outreach Historian. Welcome, both of you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks, Gemma.
So for folks who may not be familiar with the River Street neighborhood, Dan, can you tell us a little bit about its history?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just for folks to orient themselves, this is a neighborhood that we would think of as being downtown Boise, but it's located north of the river, south of the railroad tracks, which is now the connector, and west of Capitol Boulevard. So it's sort of a wedge-shaped neighborhood there. This neighborhood was established in the 1890s, right after statehood, and was built pretty quickly, built out as a residential neighborhood. It housed folks of all different types, but these were mainly working class people. And it was a place where early on, Boise's African American community could buy property. After World War II, the concentration of Boise's Black community in that neighborhood increased, where it became known as Boise's African American community. To be fair, it was always a multicultural district, and what united the people in this neighborhood were economic status, socioeconomic status, rather than a racial background. So multicultural neighborhood in downtown Boise, just north of the river.
Dan, how surprised are people when they find out about the history of the River Street neighborhood?
I think people find that it's a story that they either thought they knew and didn't really know, or they've never heard of before, because of course so many Boiseans are relatively new to the city. And I think for those of us who've lived here longer and we thought we knew this neighborhood, we're mistaken. The stories here are more varied than we first anticipate. And it's not just a story of hardship, it's also a story of triumph and success and all the rest. So it's a it's a broad story that people aren't familiar with.
So, Paula, let me bring you into the conversation. Can you talk to us about where the idea to create a walking tour of this neighborhood came from?
Sure. For one thing, we've done walking tours. We're over 50 years old, and we've been doing walking tours for decades. Mm-hmm. We find that walking tours are a great way for people to really become engaged in both knowledge and advocacy. The three pillars of our organization are collaboration, education, and advocacy. And there's nothing like getting your hands on something, so to speak, to really become more engaged and understanding of the basics of it. So this particular walking tour is something that we've done as a guided walking tour for many years. Dan has done one, John Bertrand has done one. And mostly what we find people say, to your earlier point, is when they're done with the tour, they're like, I had no idea that so much went on in this community. No idea of the multicultural values, no idea that it was a nascent area for civil rights in Boise. So when we heard about this grant, and this was a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, $2.5 million offered to the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Then the name of the grant is Telling the Full History. And the intention was to tell the story of underrepresented communities, stories that either were untold or had not been told from a full range of voices. So we really felt that the River District was perfect for this particular type of tour. And because of this grant, it was a $25,000 grant. That was the largest single grant that Preservation Idaho had ever received. We were really able to develop a robust, free walking tour. It will be offered in perpetuity at no cost. It's streaming. You can take it while you're in the neighborhood. You could even sit at your desk on your computer or your tablet or your phone and go through the 10 stops. So there's a lot of different ways to enjoy and learn about this particular neighborhood. And the grant really allowed us to dig in and make sure that people started to know that this place that they drove through had a rich history and one that was really vibrant and one that really had a lot to contribute to the story of Boise and of Idaho.
So, Dan, Paula mentioned there are 10 stops on this tour. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that people will learn when they do this tour?
Absolutely. And I'll just give you a taste because you want to do it for yourself. But the Ed and Lucy Washington House is a stop on the tour. It's it represents this early story of the neighborhood, a house built in about 1895. But Ed and Lucy Washington, a couple in the very small African-American community, bought the house in 1912. They were incredibly influential in their community. Lucy was a founder, one of the founders of the NAACP chapter here in Boise. They were both sent as representatives of Idaho on separate occasions by the governor of the state to national events. So the Ed and Lucy Washington House is a wonderful place with a great story of that early Black history in Boise. And then another stop that's incredibly important and tells a story of civil rights and Boise's contribution to that movement in the 1950s and 60s, the Erling Browning House just up South 14th Street from the Washington House. Erling Browning wrote a letter in March of 1956 to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and sending two pairs of her shoes to the marchers in Montgomery who were participating in the bus boycott. This ties the Boise story to the national story of civil rights. And there are other stories in the tour that you will hear. They're not all about African Americans because, again, this was a multicultural neighborhood, but it's a fascinating dive into these stories. Mm-hmm.
And really quickly, before I let you go, Paula, I only have about a minute left, but my understanding is that you're looking into trying to make the River Street neighborhood a local historic district, correct?
Yes, yes. This was, there were three parts to our grant, the free walking tour, the signage, which you'll see if you drive through the neighborhood, which alerts people as they drive through. It's not just a pretty neighborhood and it's not just an area with Payette Brewing and a storage unit. There's actually a lot of history here and it helps to guide them to the tour. The frosting on the cake, the third part, aspirational part of our grant, is that we would help to create a local historic district. And that is the only way that you have actual legal protections against demolition and undue remodeling and deterioration of the area.
We've been speaking with Paula Benson with the Preservation Idaho Board of Directors and Dan Everhart, Idaho State Historic Preservation Office Outreach Historian, about the River Street Neighborhood Walking Tour. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.